this has been relayed to us from two different accounts, actually, the Queen had with MPs and ministers, where it would certainly appear she made her feelings on the European Union very clear. One was a dinner, or lunch rather, with Nick Clegg in Windsor Castle, where she gave Mr Clegg, while he was Deputy Prime Minister, quite a dressing down on European integration. And the second was at a drinks party at Buckingham Palace, where she told MPs rather angrily, who asked her views on Brussels, that, and we quote, "I don't understand Europe." So strong feelings there from Her Majesty. It is anti-EU MPs claiming that that means she must support Brexit rather than us, of course. But I think there was quite a strong indication there, certainly, of where she may stand.
As you rightly point out, neither Buckingham Palace nor Nick Clegg actually deny the story, but Mr Clegg's words, "I have no recollection of it. I think I would have remembered something as stark or significant as you've made it out to be. No doubt you'll speak to someone else and they'll say, I was there, I heard it fine." He's not confirming it, Tom Newton-Dunn.
Oh, he's not confirming it, but neither is he denying it in any way, shape or form. And it's one of those, as slightly ruder than people than me have said already today, it's one of those non-denial denials that we hear a few times from politicians, which a form of words quite carefully constructed to make you believe they're denying the story when they're actually not. And I think that's the important point here, is that this, we do believe both these incidents certainly happened. We do believe Her Majesty has pretty strong views on the European Union. Now, we gave Buckingham Palace 3 or 4 hours yesterday afternoon to respond to us, as indeed we gave Nick Clegg. I spoke to Nick Clegg personally twice yesterday. They then conferred, I discovered. Buckingham Palace rang Nick Clegg to talk about this. And then both of them eventually called back with...
Oh, it's got to be true. It's got to be true, because they don't ring each other unless they're nervous about it. There's no need for them to, they just go, I mean, listen, you know I was on The Sun. They, both parties, just say, "This is nonsense, we deny it." They don't start ringing each other unless they've got something to say.
Well, furthermore, they don't start ringing each other and then ring back to say, "We're not actually going to deny this, but we're going to try and put water on it." I mean, there was a really good opportunity for them to come up with a very strong denial in some shape or form, and it didn't happen.
Great story by you, Tom. Can I just ask you, you write almost an opinion piece in The Sun as well this morning. These revelations will trigger an almighty row. Remind my listeners why.
Because the Queen is supposed to be above politics. She's constitutionally, it is her government, and whatever her government chooses to do, she has to then sign away the bills and implement. However, she has a big problem now, because she did interfere in the Scottish referendum campaign, albeit very gracefully, with her suggestion that voters, you remember, must think very carefully about what they're going to do. So she does have form, and that then does begin the debate. When should the British public be allowed to know what Her Majesty's thinking, and when shouldn't they? Is it when David Cameron says it's correct, or when we have a further right to know whenever she's thinking what she's thinking?